This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
We have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, clip of the day. Certainly had to be something coming out of Broncos player's mouth yesterday. Bo Nix. A lot of talk about the ankle, man, and I get it. It's the topic. Everyone's asking about it. We want to know. But Bo's worried about one thing. Here's what Bo had to say about his ankle.
Well, your superpower is your mobility and things you do outside of the pocket. Any concerns that any of that will be affected based on what you had to go through?
Well, my concern is they say it's, you know, back healthy, as good as new, and that I hadn't really been like that in a couple of years. So my concern is maybe move around a little bit better.
He's worried he's going to be too good. With the ankle injury. Tanner Schwint, dude, down the hall. Derbs joining us here. How do you guys feel? Now, you didn't like my tweet last night.
No, it was dumb.
I'm just telling you, I have this weird feeling that Bo Nix is fine. He's fine. I don't know that he's...
Yeah, he's fine.
I don't know that he's great.
He's only in his second year in the league. Of course he's just going to be fine right now. Now, if he takes a step backwards or stays the same this year, then maybe. But everything that we've seen right now, this is a normal progression from all of the
Caleb
greats.
Caleb Williams wants to have a word with you.
Caleb, you get this super freak shirt. I think Caleb Williams, you know, what was his big concern with Caleb Williams coming out of college was the mental fortitude and the understanding. And I think we saw that. And they got the right head coach in place to get that underway. If he doesn't walk in, you know, to that situation, we saw he wanted ownership in the Bears and stuff like that. So it wasn't ever anything about, like, his ability to play. It was Bo, like, the most polished quarterback ever coming out of college? No, even with the amount of time that he spent in college. But, you know, I said this this a couple weeks ago whenever Bill Belichick was talking about Tom Brady on Pardon My Take, and I'm listening to it, and Bill's like, listen, Tom stunk. Tom was no good. We didn't win those games.
Are you really comparing
because
Bo
of
Nix to Tom Brady?
Because
right
of
now.
Tom, we won him because of defense and special teams and the team around. And every day, Tom Brady took that small step forward. And it was small step forward, small
Hard
step
to take
forward.
Small steps or big steps when you have a messed up ankle.
And he doesn't anymore. His ankle's too good. You just hurt him. And so I'm not saying that he's going to be Tom Brady, but he's got the possibility to be.
He's
if he's
be
got
Jake
the work,
Plummer.
That's insane.
He's slightly worse than Jake Plummer.
Already better than Jake Plummer. But if you take a small steps forward, he came into a situation where he doesn't have to be the reason the Broncos win right now. He's just not hurting their chances of winning, which
really
is all
helping
he's been
them.
Asked.
I mean, again, fourth quarter stuff was great. But, you know, we acted like when he went out, it was this gigantic loss for the Broncos. And I'm thinking, how many of these games, you know, so we were all worried about Jared Stidham. How many of these games with Bo did we watch quarters 1 through 3 and it's 3 and out? 3 and out? It's like we forgot that stuff.
That's my big thing. Everybody just thinks about the heroics and forget about the rest of the time. Like, you can't spend that much time behind and expect the same results this year. If they run it back the exact same way and they're in those exact same situations, they're not a playoff team.
That's what I worry about. And the schedule's crazy. The schedule's absolutely crazy.
How many wins do they win? How many wins do they have their first year with Bo?
Is it 10?
So they went in just one one season, what did they? They were 8-9 with Russell Wilson his last year with the same caliber of defense at that point. So with the improved quarterback play and a good defense, which the Broncos have had, they just couldn't move the ball at all. They didn't have a single guy who could make that play that you guys are discounting right now. They have gone from the 8-9 record with a great defense still with Russell Wilson to 10 wins making the playoffs to 14 wins making the AFC Championship game. Like the guy, I don't know what more he's winning. Like we're picking apart how teams are winning. Who cares as long as you get those wins? And if he takes those strides that we see, we always talk about the sophomore slump. Then year three, if he takes that stride into year three, then maybe he is the reason they're winning games. And it's not by the edge of your teeth. It's not by those last minute sweats. You're starting to roll. And I think he's got the right work ethic, and I think he's got the right head coach in Sean Payton. I think it's absolutely crazy to put a ceiling on this guy right now.
I think there's definitely a ceiling. I just don't see it. He was a playmaker in college. He made plays, and that was good, but I didn't necessarily watch him. He was exciting, but I didn't really look at him and think, this is a guy that's going to sit back there and pick apart a defense.
Yeah, and there's a reason that he was 25 or 26 years old coming out of college, that sure. He wasn't the biggest prospect. Like, he doesn't have the amazing tools of coming out that some of these other guys do. I don't think... like, he's hurting the Broncos' chances, but he's also – he's not doing the incredible favors of that either. It's like
– not yet.
Those things just aren't sustainable of those last couple of years. You can't always say that the defense has to – you know, if teams score 21 points against us, like, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have those and be incredibly successful, like what we're projecting them to be. And all of the it changes so much from year to year in the NFL. It's copycat league. Everybody figures these things out. Like, they, as an organization, Sean Payton handing off play calling duties, like, those have to be better for him to be more successful, because the more likely option is he regresses rather than progresses with all the changes and things to me.
I think that we know where the floor is with Bo Nix. I think, you know, in his rookie year, the way that they're going to construct this team for the foreseeable future, the floor is going to be flirting with that 8 to 10 wins, right? I think that's the floor. The ceiling, I don't think we know, because you're talking about physical attributes coming out of college. Nobody looked at Tom Brady again, and I know it's
you're
a weird
really
comparison
getting in on this here.
I know, man, but nobody looked at Tom Brady. Said that's it. But what did Tom Brady do better than anybody else? He found a way to win.
But you're talking
the game.
About the greatest quarterback
and
ever.
I'm not making that comparison, but I'm also not going to sit here and say that Bo Nix doesn't have that opportunity in front of him. You've got a sound structural organization with the Walton Pinner Group and the Broncos. You've got a legendary head coach who just signed a long-term deal, who knows how to coach good quarterbacks. They've got the relationship that they can get after each other, and they've got an ownership group that will spend money. The foundation is there. Like, Tom Brady goes to a crappy organization, he's a nobody. I think the circumstances are there. Bo just has to prove that he's taking advantage of him.
First off, I wouldn't say Sean Payton is a legendary coach.
No.
He's also a legendary.
He won a Super Bowl coach.
Singular.
Hall of Fame.
Singular.
Hall of Fame coach.
It's getting harder to get in now.
Bill Belichick's not a Hall of Fame coach.
Bill Belichick's not a Hall of Fame coach.
Nobody is at that point. Take everybody out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right. I guess when I look at this team, obviously defensively, the last 2 years, they've been lights out. I mean, they're up there doing franchise numbers. I don't know if the defense will be like that again. Maybe, obviously, this Jonathan Cooper thing is not going to help their case. But they could very well sign him to a long-term contract, and then he's just kind of a good enough quarterback to be a franchise guy. He might win you some games. He might lose you some games. He might be in the middle. That's just what my gut's telling me. Obviously, I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't look at Bo Nix and get the same feeling that we all got when we saw Nathan MacKinnon on the rise or Nikola Jokic on the rise. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure that this guy really is it, and this is a huge year coming up for him. Let me ask you guys this. If this was contract year, Would you sign him to a $60 million deal?
Right now?
Yeah,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely. All he's done since he's come in is win. That is all he's done since he came in. And with guys that we're going to look back 10 years from now and be like, who was he throwing to on that team that made the AFC Championship game? And not going to be able to, other than Cortland Sutton, we're not going to be able to name one of them. They're going to be these little weird one-offs that we're having there. He has not had great talent around him other than that offensive line. I'm 100% signing that deal right now.
Derbs?
I 100% say no, just because the history of the NFL, other than Patrick Mahomes getting a big contract, none of those teams have won Super Bowls while paying a quarterback with massive contracts.
Yeah.
But just for that fact.
Don't you guys feel like if Bo Nix isn't going to be the guy, though, that says, I need to be the top paid guy in the league? Like, he's demonstrated such leadership ability in just his first couple of years that I don't expect him to go in there and be like, I am the franchise. I am the face. He understands the game well enough that if he gets better guys around him, he's going to make his money one way or the other. You see him doing a ton more commercials now on this stuff. I don't expect him to demand to be that top end paid quarterback. Is he going to make money? 100%. But I don't expect him to want to be or need to be in those top tier realm of contracts.
Well, and obviously the ankle will be a question. According to reports from reporters that were out there yesterday, he didn't look as spry. He was walking on it gingerly out there, but he is working out with the team. Of course, you have certain reporters that are like, oh my gosh, he threw a pass to Jaylen Waddle. It's the first one of so many. It's probably too soon to freak out about any of that stuff.
Say, isn't it only been like 4.5 months?
Yeah, and on the ankle thing, like, I'll worry when I'm told to worry.
Right.
When Sean Payton says that they're behind schedule, I tend to believe, because there's no reason to really lie. There's no reason to bend the truth on this.
Not at this point in the year, there's not. No, if it's visible in the first, if he doesn't play the preseason, I'll start to get a little worried.
Yeah,
about
me too. Or if there's serious reports in training camp that he can't go, I'll start to get a little worried.
Yeah, yeah, that's when I will start to worry. But you probably just ate something bad. Don't trust your gut. It's your birthday.
Trust your gut.
It's always right.
I'm just saying, I'm just lukewarm. I'm lukewarm on Bo Nix right now.
Micah, cut this, save this for when they go 17-0 next year, right?
I save everything he says.
Thanks, Mike. 17 minutes
find the podcast
after the hour. Sean Keeler, Keeling Me Softly, coming up next. We'll be right back.
The beards are growing. When will the Rockies win 30? Track the Dirty 30 with Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies' man, the best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
It is time to catch up with the one and only Sean Keeler. A lot to get into today, specifically with the Broncos, the Jonathan Cooper stuff. Sean wrote a piece on that last week. Today, obviously, there's a lot of focus around Bo Nix, the most popular body part in the Broncos organization has to be the right ankle, Sean.
We do. We're obsessed with it.
Yeah.
We just can't get enough of our ankle fetish and Bo and his his joints. I would say it's the joint that I said in print today. Please check it out, by the way, at DenverPost.com. Good afternoon to you, by the way, Bray. It's the joint that's got Broncos country bent out of shape. And we will see. where that goes.
Yeah, and your story kind of had me thinking. You know, your headline is Broncos Bo Nix, a $60 million quarterback. We'll find out this season for better or worse. Sean, here's where I am. I'm lukewarm. I really am. I don't look at Bo and say that's the obvious, you know, heir apparent to John Elway, Peyton Manning. I honestly, if I had to make a prediction that in 5 to 7 years, what it would be, I would say Bo's probably more of like the Jake Plummer type of guy. You know, good, but maybe not great.
Right. That next tier, you start with who are, you know, great bar game, rank the Broncos quarterbacks and start the fight with Elway, Manning, and let him swing. I mean, the answer is Elway, objectively, on tenure, but, you know, you can make a fight for PFM and make a case for the sheriff. That's fine. But then it's a bit of a, you know, and then it's a drop-off. The late, great Craig Morton deserves a mention. He was a Super Bowl quarterback for this team. And then, you know, then there's a my old sports editor and I used to discuss this at length because he went to Arizona State, and he was a big Jake Plummer fan, as am I. I know Jake a little. I like him as a player. I like him as a guy. He's a good dude. So, yeah, I Bo right now is like high Plummer class. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if he would get this, like, he might be the best of that next year, and the difference would be, does he get him to a Super Bowl? Because that's really what puts, well, certainly Elway, and then certainly Manning in that Rushmore tier, is they are the franchise's Super Bowl winning QBs. It's club of two. If Bo makes that three, he's going to be up there because he's off to a pretty good start, and that's undeniable. But, yeah, the question raised in the column is because obviously tied to Patrick Mahomes' new deal. I think that $63 million a year. Joe Burrow's coming to the end or near the tail end of a five-year deal that's paid him $55 million a year. And so the going rate for Bo is probably somewhere in the middle there, between $55 and $60 million. And you have to ask yourself, is he worth that? And is he playing for that? Because you've got to make a decision on that probably in the next 10 months. Like this season, going into next spring, the story is going to – it's not – story now is Bo's ankle. Story next year is going to be Bo's contract because it's up after the fall of 2027. And so if they're going to do extension stuff, I mean, they're already into it now. We've heard whispers, but the real hot and heavy of it, you would think, is going to be announced next spring, summer, next preseason camp. So what that contract could look like is going to be very, very dependent. And the column and the headline should have made this clear. That contract is going to be very dependent on what 2026 looks like. Very, 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 very much so, I would think. Or certainly is going to be impacted because the other thing that was the genesis of that is me and another colleague were sort of asking ourselves with some of the Burnham Yard news, is Bo going to be the guy leading that team out in 2031 when they take the field for the first time that August or September, whenever they open it properly? And I don't know. I don't. And I think this season's going to say and dictate a lot of that, and that's the point of the piece.
Sean, what are you hearing, really? And what does your gut tell you after hearing all of this? What are you hearing about the ankle? What should we know? How serious? Because we heard all the clips yesterday, and Bo's making jokes about it and whatnot, but certainly Sean Payton has talked about this a lot, and he doesn't seem like the type of coach that likes to talk about injuries, yet this is the one thing he's brought up a lot. So how big of an issue is this as we sit here and talk on the 17th day of June?
Yeah, 17th of June. On the 17th of June, and this story will change. It is a developing story, as we call it online. It's malleable. It's somewhere in the middle. I'm going to split the difference. It's not as good as Bo says, and it's not as bad as you think, if that makes sense. Because what we don't know now and what we will not know for a couple months is what happens, A, at real game speed, and B, with contact. We just have no idea. Yeah. So because – and you hate to say this, oh, that sounds like a cop-out, you jerk. Well, yeah, I'm a jerk, A. And B, yeah, it kind of is – yeah, it's kind of a cop-out. But with a stress injury like this and with a contact collision sport like this in one of the most collidable positions in pro sports – and Bo even acknowledges this himself. I'm going to get hit. We don't know what this is going to look like when I get hit. And so ask me in August, because you could only keep the saran, the bubble wrap, sorry, I said saran. You only keep the bubble wrap around this guy for so long. Now this is the time, and this is the end of the bubble wrap phase of these 6 months of, you know, get it in, get it followed up on, clean up stuff, you know, the bone spur stuff. He said, I could have played with it, but I wanted to get rid of it. Yeah, fine. I heard the Broncos have told me privately, personally, some different versions. I get different versions of the timeline of how this came to be, but regardless, I get it. And I get, and we've talked about this, I don't get too wound up about May and June practices. I mean, it's good. It's nice. It's not essential. Anyone who's telling you otherwise, fine. I mean, it's helpful, but it's not essential. Come the end of July, that's essential. Then we're into essential period. So, yeah, I don't know if it's catastrophic yet, but I think we don't know. And what we don't know is how that's going to hold up to the pressure, to the contact, and to that kind of scrape. And we'll see. And until we do, everything is kind of idle speculation based on history. Now he's got a good injury history coming back from, as he's now admitted and has been reported several places, he does have a recurring ankle problem. This has been a thing. You cannot hide your medical history from not just NFL reporters, but from the league in general, because this is their livelihood. And this is how teams view you. They view you as a piece of cattle. And so everything about you is open to exposure and discussion. He has that history. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is you wonder how many other teams know that history. And if, you know, hockey playoff style, this becomes a serious, you know, point of targeting, for lack of a better word. But we'll see.
Sean Keeler, we haven't done this in a while, but I've got so many questions for you. I like to condense this. You want to do some rapid fire here on a Wednesday, Sean?
I can't wait. You know, I'm going on vacation soon. Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it then. Here we go, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Maybe not.
Rapid fire.
It is. Wow. All right, Sean, here we go. Rapid fire.
That's a hell of a sound.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrifying, wasn't it? Bo Nix. Will the Broncos end up signing a big deal with him after next season? $60 million plus.
Yeah. But a deep breath, yeah. Not like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's fine. You got there. Jonathan Cooper, will he be on the Broncos roster this upcoming season?
No. Less hesitating, no.
Yeah, you were quick on that. And I your great piece on that last week, by the way. All right, let's switch gears here. Denver Nuggets, run it back or trade one of the big names? Yes or no? Run it back. Yes or no?
No.
Colorado Avalanche. They've already made a couple of trades. We saw the Ross Colton thing. Do you see any more significant moves by the Avs, or do they run it back?
See, that's not a yes, no.
That's not. Sorry. Do they run it back? No, there we go. There we go. Broke bone rules.
Do they run it back? Yes.
Yeah.
Should they run it back? No, but I think they're even more inclined than the Nuggets to run it back.
Next time we talk, I will have a clean shaved face, Sean. Yes or no?
Will you?
Yeah. Will I? Two more wins.
I haven't looked at the Rockies' schedule. I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Just on the randomness of baseball, though, the Cubs are a mess.
Yeah.
So you can't get too excited there. I'll say yes, because your beard is scary.
It's getting there, man, huh? It's not cool anymore.
Again, you're such a the whole handsome man thing. This just throws it off. You look like you've been out in the woods. You've been hunting for something. You've been hunting for snipe that you never found. That's kind of like the last picture I saw of you on X or wherever socials. I thought, has he been out in the woods?
Like, yes.
Did he get lost and just come back? But again, that's because you wear it well, and some of us have to do it as a disguise for what's beneath, or to hide our five chins.
It's just getting out of control. And you were my one hope today, because you were always like, oh man, you still look good. And then there it is. You said it. It's scary. So now we've reached Sean Keeler calling the beard scary territory. It is time to win 30 games.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
And I wish they would help you. I know it's out of your hands, but... I don't know. National League is tough, brother. It's a good league. It's certainly speaking as a White Sox fan, it's certainly the better of the two leagues by some distance. So I don't love the the Rock's helping you out. But I hope that they do.
Hopefully soon. Sean, you're heading out on vacation. Are you going to be? Are we talking next week, or what are you thinking?
We could. I think I'll be in state. So if you want to call me, I may be running around somewhere. If I have a cell signal, I'm happy to talk.
We don't even have to talk sports since you're off. You know, I don't want to do stuff that's like on the clock. We could talk about our favorite TV shows.
Well, we could. Yeah, it would be great radio. Not in a pleasant way. I will leave you with this, though, as you usher me aside to more esteemed colleagues, that I played finally the illustrious intro, an overly kind intro you guys made for me for my wife. Her eyes have still not stopped rolling in the back of my head. I played live right before she came on, and she goes, "Well, that's not going to give you a big head." I said, "I didn't write it; they just did it." Oh, I'm going to hear that one.
Was
so thanks for that.
Hey,
the reaction was real.
That was our producer Michael Kirkpatrick back there. I don't normally compliment him, but he did it. He did that, Sean. He's pretty good.
You made a fat guy sound like a Michael Bay movie. I appreciate it.
Sean, appreciate it, bro. Have a great vacation, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Talk to you. See you.
34 minutes after the hour. You really you did well on that, Mike.
Yeah.
You did well.
When he was first on the phone, I was listening to him, and I heard him laughing off the air.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. We got to come up with more for all of our people, all of our guys.
I know, I lost all my creativity.
Well, you never really had much of it.
Happy June 17th, by the way.
Can you stop? I'm the big 40 today, Mike.
I'm older than you.
Well, yeah, obviously. The big 4-0. Faith says, Miles just said Brady's 40? He definitely does not look 40. So kudos to you on June 17th. Thank you. Miles just made my day. Although the beard does age me a little bit, it does make me look a little older.
I think Miles should get an NIL deal.
Yeah, I absolutely think he should get an NIL deal for something like that. She says, I do like the new Keeling Me Softly intro. Eastside Chris on the Bo Nix take. I wanted to bring the fellas in here because Tanner was pissed off at my Bo Nix take. I know you are too because you're obsessed with the Broncos. But can you admit, do you think that Bo Nix really is going to be that guy? That guy.
I mean, if I'm the owners, I'm saying we've been burned before by a quarterback we thought was great. You need to prove it. But he is going to be that guy.
All I'm saying is I'm lukewarm. Do I think he could be good enough to get a long-term contract and be an essential franchise quarterback? I do. I think so, yeah. But I'm not looking at him as being, at this point, I wouldn't predict that he's ever going to be a top five quarterback like Sean Payton says. A top five quarterback in the league. I don't think he's Matt Stafford or Justin Herbert. I don't think he's Justin Herbert. I don't think he's Josh Allen. Obviously, he's not Patrick Mahomes. I'm just not willing to. I don't know that he's ever going to be that guy. But we'll see, and I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too.
I do. I desperately hope I'm wrong on this. It's nothing major. He just strikes me. I mean, last year, Mike, people forget about this, but I know they were freak out with the Jared Stidham thing. And, if he was quarterbacking the if he was a quarterback for the Broncos in the AFC Championship game, then they would have beat the Patriots. I don't know. Keeler's article yesterday, I didn't get a chance to ask him about it. But he caught up with Chad Muma, the ex-Wyoming Cowboy star, plays for the Patriots, of course, and Sean caught up with him, and he said, hey, everyone is always playing the what-ifs, but I would say we still win that game. I think Bo is a tremendous player, but we also have to scheme up for who you're playing, and at the end of the day, we're the ones that came out on top. A lot of people just want to insert Bo into that game as if that game happens exactly the same way. Chad Muma makes a great point. You game plan guys differently. And Bo is primarily, not primarily, but a mobile quarterback that runs. You throw out a completely different scheme. So stop with this, just plug Bo in, and it's the exact same game, only better quarterback. The Patriots view that game way differently, too. And I'm sorry, how many games did I watch this year where it was quarters 1 through 3, we saw 3 and outs? Yeah, play calling wasn't great. They didn't commit to the run game enough, and I think that hurt Bo Nix. But Sean gave Bo a lot of opportunities to throw that football. I'm just saying, I have my concerns that he's, you know, about him becoming this amazing guy that everybody already believes that he is.
We believe.
I want to. Still think, I think J.K. Dobbins is going to be the MVP of the team this upcoming season.
I don't care who the MVP is. The MVP could be a cheerleader.
I'm not asking.
As long as the Broncos win the Super Bowl.
Stop. I'm not. Have a take, Mike. Who do you think is going to? I don't care. It's about the team. Who do you think is going to be the best player on this roster on the offensive side of the ball next year? It's not rocket science here. You can answer that question.
Brady, it's about the team. Oh and gosh. Also, I think it's going to be Bo.
Really? Over Jaylen Waddle, huh?
Well, he's going to throw a lot to Jaylen Waddle, but Waddle will be double covered, and I think Bo will be able to get it to whoever he wants on the field. He's going to have at least a 65% completion percentage this year.
What was it last year?
I don't remember.
I need to look at it. I need to find that information. He was. What did you say he was going to be?
65%.
He was 63.4. I mean, listen. So
that's a 1.4% improvement.
He threw for a lot of yards. He threw for 3,900 yards.
He's going to have good first and second halves.
He also, what people don't realize is he also led the league in actual throws. So he threw for a lot of yards, but Sean didn't run the ball.
He led the league. He was trying to be John Elway-ish. I mean, he got a lot of those fourth quarter wins. The difference between him and John Elway is, one, John Elway's cannon arm, and two, John Elway didn't always have to win in the fourth quarter. And that last year was a lot of fourth quarter
wins.
That's
what I want to see is how are you in the first? A lot of times in the season, the Broncos just had a very boring offense. And there was a lot of punts. There were a lot of three and outs until the fourth quarter. So all I'm saying is pump the brakes a little bit. Fourth quarter comebacks are fun and they're fantastic. I don't think that's not sustainable. It's just not. So it is a monster year for Bo, no question.
You said a boring offense. Thankfully, the most boring game was all the way over there in London.
And that was,
I mean, what was that? 12-10?
That was a terrible game. And that was, I mean, was it 2 years ago when they played the Jets in the rain? Was that two? Yeah, because it was Aaron Rodgers. Bo was awful in that game. So was Rodgers, but Bo was awful. And so, again, the one crazy weather game we saw with Bo, he looked like he didn't belong in the league. And everyone says, insert Bo Nix into the snow game. And, I just don't buy it. I think Jared Stidham's getting a lot of undeserved heat. I do think the play was bad, his play. But I do think he's getting a lot of undeserved heat.
Yeah, that was just one really bad play. And that was it. He didn't have a lot of good plays.
Neither did Drake May. The weather after halftime, it was awful. And I still believe, whoever was ahead at halftime before the storm started was going to win that game. And it just so happened to be the Patriots.
Yeah, Broncos should have won that game. And I do believe, I don't think it would have been a blowout, but I do think the Broncos would have had better offense.
Eastside Chris says, I have to agree with Tanner on the Bo thing. He says, Bo is okay. Well, then you would agree with me because I'm saying Bo is okay. He said, when he went down, everyone resigned to losses. Stidham just proved it.
I didn't.
I didn't. I think I picked the Patriots. Did I pick the Patriots to win that game? I think I did. But I wouldn't have changed my mind if Bo was the quarterback. Now, the Patriots didn't play, obviously, particularly well. Again, weather was weird. But I just, there were so many people that just threw it out. Like, oh, without Bo, we're screwed. And if we had Bo, we'd win this easy. We'd win the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys must have watched a different season than I did. Because it wasn't all great with Bo. And so I definitely want to see a lot more coming up next season. 42 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Such a good one. I don't care if you hate the WWF or WCW, hate all that stuff. The intro songs that they had for some of these guys were just the best. They're just amazing.
What about the WWE?
WWE? When it kind of turned to the WWE, I was probably moving away from it. I was kind of nothing to do with the name change, but I just stopped watching it.
Well, you can thank the World Wildlife Foundation for
that. Yes, yeah, I know. That was crazy. A crazy time. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Michael, I'm just kind of wrapping up the conversation. I do think, obviously, Jaylen Waddle is going to be a huge impact. You know, you're hearing it from camp. Oh, he's electric. We already knew that. I don't need OTAs and him running around in shorts to tell me that he's fast. I watched him actually play real games against real defenses last year and the years before that. So we'll see, man. I hope he's great. I hope he's the second coming of John Elway. Mike, I really do. I just don't have that. I don't have that feeling. He doesn't give me Nathan MacKinnon, Nikola Jokic vibes. He gives me more middle tier star, you know, middle tier guy like Jake Plummer. And I loved Jake Plummer. And Jake, obviously, what did he play? 3-4 seasons for the Broncos? He was very successful in a short stint with Denver. And he was a fine quarterback. He was good. Wasn't great. Eastside Chris, I consider the final game to be the perfect storm. Nick's out. Sean's ego and play calling. Sit him shovel pass, which I will never forget. The dude is paid well to do one job. Yeah, it was. I mean, Sean's play calling was awful. Not going for the field goal. It was bad. So it wasn't just Stidham. It was a mixture of several negative issues. 49 minutes after the hour, what did we learn? Coming up next.
Rodeo Radio. Free tickets.
It's free, right?
Daily updates.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Greeley Stampede, KFKA has you covered. Here's Stampede coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Mike, what did we learn today on the 17th day of June? We learned a little bit about Bo's ankle. We learned a lot about wind with Tom Hensel with the Eaton Country Club, and the fellas mixed it up a little bit talking U.S. Open. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that today is your birthday.
You learned it
happy
today.
Happy birthday on June 17th.
Wow, that is the first time I think I've ever gotten a happy birthday out of you.
Tanner paid me.
This was a big deal. It's a big day.
Also, I also learned that people are still overreacting to Bo Nix's probably healthy ankle.
Probably fine. Maybe not healthy right now, but all right, Mike, we'll see. You know, I hope he's the greatest quarterback to ever do it. I have my doubts.
Greater than John Elway.
I hope he is. All right, we'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.